morning, Pop Chasers, and happy October 27th. It is Wednesday, which means I am joined by none other than Kaya Wilson, the Dips social media editor, also new host of a podcast called Suck, which is recapping a whole new season of Succession. Hi, Kaya.
Hello, and thank you for having me again, and thank you to the listeners for letting me intrude sometimes. I know that the private time that you get with Allison is everything because I listen to Pop Chaser every day and you do such a great job here. So when you have guests, I'm just like, hold on now. But yeah, Suck.
Well, we are here for a lot of special conversations, I feel like. And mm-hmm. I do just want, Kaya brought to my attention right before we started recording, and I want to set the record straight for the listeners. Yesterday, I discussed that Brittany and Jax might get a spinoff rumor, and it has been shot down. So let us all sleep well tonight.
In the words of Melissa Gorga, thank you, Jesus.
Also, yeah, so Kaya, you are co-hosting a new podcast called Suck. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about it?
Yes, suck.pod. You can follow us on Instagram. It's about Succession. Me and friend of the pod, Jason. You guys know Jason.
I don't think they know Jason.
I mean, he's always around, but
he's around. He's like more behind the scenes, like the like Wonderful Wizard of Oz kind of, but not bad.
Exactly. And you'll get to know him on the podcast when you listen. We love the show so much that we talked about it so much until the premiere. And we just were like, we need to just do a podcast about it. We don't take ourselves too seriously. It's not necessarily a recap pod. It's not necessarily a pod where you learn anything new. It's just us as super fans talking about this show, and we're always like on the edge of our seats watching it and texting it, and we just wanted to talk about it in front of an audience and have you guys be a part of it and get some opinions from you guys. And this is on the heels of season 4 being announced. Of course it was going to get renewed, but
I know. Well, that's our first piece of news for the day. Succession season 4 has been announced. Very exciting. So, Kaya, do you think season 3 is giving?
Oh, it's giving. And Jerry, she is giving.
She's giving.
Everyone is giving. I think that Jason brought up a great point of, even though it's amazing, maybe the writers have mm-hmm. seen all the feedback about the show and especially about Greg, and they're playing into that. But hopefully as the season progresses, we get to see more development of Greg and Roman and the other characters.
One conversation I've been having a lot with my friends is, and I mentioned this on Pop Chaser yesterday, is the idea of Shiv jumping ship with Logan and going over to Kendall. Is that something you see happening? I know you just did a rewatch too. So you kind of have, you're in the headspace of all of the Roys.
Right. We just talked about episode 2. I fully believe that if Roman did not show up to Kendall's, it's actually Rava's apartment.
But
Kendall's war space, she would have been on Team Kendall. Mm. Because even last year, Jason brings this up, is that they had a moment where she was just like, oh, it's going to be your company. And Kendall goes, it can't be me. And they had a moment of just like sibling realizing that one of them is going to be the successor. And Kendall may have just destroyed his only chance at it. So it's going to be Shiv. I believe that if Roman did not get there, she wouldn't have been distracted. Mm-hmm. And she would have fully been on Team Kendall.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, it's exciting to see like where we go from here, because now we know we have at least, so we've had 2 episodes. I mean, we have at least like 16 to 18 more episodes until we have to be faced with, will it be renewed for a 5th season? So there's so much story to tell. And I can't wait to listen to Suck Pod and SUCC for those that look it up. Review, subscribe. And okay, let's get into our first bit of Bachelor news. Now, we will talk about Michelle's season in a moment, but we would be remiss if we did not discuss the news that Katie Thurston and Blake Moynes have called it quits. Are you surprised?
I will honestly say I am surprised. I'm in the minority here. Maybe not surprised that they split, but I'm surprised that they broke up so early. Yeah. I thought that they would at least give it a year or be nice enough to wait until Michelle's season is over to, you know, just fake it until you make it. But yeah,
that's
a good point. She definitely wanted, Greg more than she wanted Blake. And I kind of said this from the get-go. And even after Greg, I feel like it was, Blake was like the third or fourth choice.
That's interesting. But, yeah, I do think that their mutual statement, which I'm so over these people like copy and pasting the same statement. It's like, it's just so weird to me. She said, it is with mutual love and respect that we have decided to go our separate ways. We are so grateful for the moments we share together and the entire journey that has unfolded this year. But we ultimately have concluded that we are not compatible as life partners. And it would be the most caring choice for both of us to move forward independently. We ask for kindness and privacy as we both navigate this transition. Both of us will forever want the other to be, both of us will forever want the best for one another and ask for you to please support us in our decision. I kind of just have to say, like, I don't feel like anyone's that invested that they need to ask for privacy. Like, like, okay, no problem. Yeah.
They have not been together long enough. And I will say I was more invested in Claire and Dale's still ongoing and on and off again, 2 week relationship just because of the way that the season ended. Like, she left her season with this man. Mm-hmm. So of course I'm more invested in that, but this, yeah. I don't know.
I'm not like upset. I think that Katie seems pretty pretty adamant on like what she wants in life. And there's no reason that you should give that up. But I think that like, if something doesn't match what she wants, I don't see the word compromise in her vocabulary, and maybe we shouldn't compromise. I mean, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm single. So, I mean, yeah. I don't see Blake being somebody. I think we need to get like a beta for Katie. Maybe Austin Kroll is available. Austin, can you imagine her? She would destroy him.
I would love to see it. I'd love to see her pull a Madison on him. So
she would destroy. Oh my God. I'm not into WWE. I don't understand when people pay for like pay-per-view fights. I will pay $9.99 to watch Katie and Austin go on like a day date.
I feel like she's a good, like not a match for him, but a match like against him.
Yeah.
Like she will pick apart everything and
she'll ruin him.
Yeah. And that little beer line that he has.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Michelle's season. I'm curious, like, just in general, what are your thoughts so far? Do you like Michelle? How do you think she's doing as a lead?
I think that it's off to a start where it's kind of, usually the first episode is kind of just boring, you know, it's intros and we see who we think is the front runner and who gets the first impression rose, but there's already a scandal about her knowing that guy before and DMing mm-hmm. with the guy before they enter the house. So I don't know. I feel like it's kind of backfiring because people are more focused on that. And it's usually the other way around.
Interesting.
Like, you find a guy who is DMing with other girls or he has a girlfriend. So I hope that they settled, you know, after this has been settled, like, I hope it continues to be more on Michelle.
Well, that's a good point because, like, the show knew going into it that they had spoken, and because there's no way they didn't, you guys, like, let's not be ignorant here. We know yeah. that he brought it up and the show was like, ooh, that's good. And it does kind of take away from her. And if I were her, I'd be like, why though? Why did you guys play me like that? Like, come on. Now it is. And that's going to be like a thing throughout the
season. She had to address them about it. And, you know, hopefully like that was it, but it's always going to be, and it gives us something to criticize her about instead of the contestants.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, oh, you were DMing this guy. Was that it?
What do you think of the contestants? Do you think we're working with the top brass here? I saw a couple TikToks the other day that made me consider like the contestants that they pull. And some people were saying that Hannah Brown had the best group of men. And it made me think, like, I think Katie's team was phoned in a little. But that's not true, though. I really liked Katie's men. I just didn't like Katie. These men, they're tall. That's for sure.
These are the best men I've seen on The Bachelorette in years. Best looking, even career-wise.
Careers, yes. I think they're finally
personality-wise.
Like, have you noticed they've shifted from like the dumb, like pantsapreneur, or you know, whatever those like bullshit job titles are? Even though like that guy JJ actually, I think, did have a career as like a pants man, but like they've moved away from like dog lover to like actual like sales executive. And
how are you going to support your family if you guys actually leave here engaged? And I like that, especially for her, because she got like the shorter than the stick when it came to Matt's season was just so freaking terrible. Yeah. And now, you know, we get her, and they got a really good group of guys for her.
I really love Michelle. And I will say, for those that say Hannah had the best men, I would just like to remind you of Jed. And I would also like to remind you of Peter Weber.
And thank you.
Just because we had Tyler Cameron doesn't mean it all just like is rosy. But yeah, so I'm really into Michelle this season. I'm glad that I think she's doing a good job like standing up for herself. One thing I have to say is like, I really don't like the dates with kids. I understand that Michelle is a teacher, but like it is a little overdone. I think it's just like they have been doing this for years. They did it when she was on Matt's season too, when they had like that date and they zoomed in with her students. And I'm just kind of like, we get it, but she's more than that.
Exactly. In the words of Taylor Armstrong, enough. Like, we've seen enough. Like, she is a teacher. I'm glad she's repping for the teachers, but we want to see what happens when the teachers go home and they live their lives. You know, we have friends that are teachers, and they have a whole, being a teacher is like the last thing that we even think about.
I always say, like, one of my best friends is a teacher, and to think that she is educating the future of America is shocking. I want to see Michelle let loose. Let her have fun. Stop bringing those kids around. I don't want to see them. Get them out of here.
I do like seeing her athletic side, and I love that they're playing on that.
They're certainly not letting that go. Not letting us forget she's a basketball player. Okay, so that is The Bachelorette. We have to move on to you. So you loved season 3. I know you did. Season 4 is happening. We're so excited. They've started writing. There is a celebrity. I just realized what her Twitter photo is too, because I did not see it at the beginning of this. Cardi B, if you guys missed it, is a big fan of you. And she was freaking out that Penn Badgley brought her up in an interview regarding her social media use. And now people are calling for her to be included in season 4. Kea, your thoughts?
I think the fuck not. I think that whoever is calling for it should hang up. I love the back and forth between them. I love that she's a fan of the show and he is a fan of her. It's fun to see the interaction on Twitter. But as far as her going on the show, even as a little cameo in the background, no. Absolutely not. I agree.
I mean, so Netflix's Twitter, the bio right now is petition to get Cardi B to guest star in season 4 of You. She tweeted, so it's episode 1. I'm at Paris Fashion Week shutting it down. I turn around and there stands you. Okay, finish it off, Netflix. I agree. I don't think I would like this, even if it is like, you know, in like The Devil Wears Prada, when, you know, they're like showing all of the celebrities at like Fashion Week or something. I don't even need that. Like,
no, it's not that kind of show. It's not Joe. It's not the vibe of the show. It's not why we fell in love with the show. Who was the most famous person on there other than Penn Badgley? these were all, mainly all people that we haven't really heard of. Like,
yeah,
they've sent them in to Stardom, and I think it was what, Chris D'Elia that was the most famous.
Yeah, and I mean, Chris D'Elia, yeah. Google him and now.
We saw how that turned out. So I think we should. But yeah, Peach was, I miss Peach. R.I.P. Peach. But she's an actress.
Yeah, she's an actress. But yeah, I mean, look, I love Cardi B, and I agree with you. I love the back and forth. It's fun. Sometimes I forget that Cardi B is like a 29-year-old girl like I am, who just like loves a murder show. Like, I totally forget. I'm like, you're Cardi B, you're not me. But like, I'm a fan of the show. Are you going to put me on it? Like, that we got to draw some lines.
Yeah, because it's different. Like, with Real Housewives of Potomac, it's like they found out that Nicki Minaj was a fan of the show and they got her involved, and it's not like she's hosting the reunion, she's going to be on there, you know, for a portion of it.
Yeah,
and it's a reality show.
She had a 10-minute call time.
Yeah, like, we're talking about you, and I don't want to see it.
I don't want it to be pulled, and the same thing goes for people who are talking about how, oh, Joe should run into Emily from Emily in Paris. It's like, no. Let sleeping dogs lie. Let Emily be in her own little fake world.
This is not the MCU. Okay. But this isn't Avengers. We are not assembling the Netflix, you know, cast. No, every show is on its own. They do little nods to Netflix and sometimes little nods to other shows, but that's as far as it should go, especially with a show like You.
I don't even think I want to see him like picking up the perfume that Emily markets for. I don't even want that kind of a crossover. Just like, I don't need Easter eggs for some shows, and I think You is not, I just don't need it. I don't need those Easter eggs, but
at all.
I do wish Cardi B the best in her journey, but like,
it's no. Fun. Let's just, on Twitter, but just leave it on Twitter.
Okay, Kaya, I obviously love discussing all of this stuff with you, but there is one reason you're here, and that is to discuss the royal wedding of Tariq Almusa and Heather Rae Young. This happened this weekend, and you are our official wedding reporter, the same way Al Roker once ran down the streets of England screaming, "Meghan, Meghan." Oh my God, this is so exciting. If you guys haven't seen that YouTube clip, it's incredible. Kaya, what can you tell us about this wedding? And remind us again of the hashtag.
My God, talk about a wedding. The hashtag that they use is hashtag flipping her last name. And it goes well with her naughty tattoo, yes, sir. Mr. Almusa. She is Heather Rae Almusa now. The guests were greeted with champagne flutes with the hashtag flipping her last name. It was an old style Hollywood wedding. She had a fitted corset dress with French lace, long sleeves, and a keyhole bag from an Israeli designer. She looked beautiful. Yeah, she went with like a low-hanging bun, not too much makeup. She looked like herself. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And whereas Tariq, Tariq has a lot of personality.
Oh my God. That's like, well, he's funny.
you know, Tariq, he sported a black velvet tux.
Oh, I like
with
a
skull
tux.
And crossbone print lining.
Oh,
that's, I don't know if it was a nod to Halloween. I don't know if it was just personality, but okay. Tariq,
okay. No, you know, we don't need a Halloween themed wedding. I saw on Four Weddings one time, this woman that had a Halloween themed wedding, and everyone was like, are you fucking kidding?
You know, but we're going to let Tariq, you know, yeah. And it went down on Saturday. Most of the Selling Sunset cast was there.
Oh.
Tariq had a beautiful daddy-daughter dance. The couple danced to Old Dominion's One Man Band. Apparently, it's like a country song. Never heard of it.
Everyone's doing their first dance to country songs. You're not going to catch me doing that. I'm just telling you all now.
And I know you guys are all wondering one question. Did Christina Hack come to the wedding?
I was wondering.
No. She was in Tennessee with her fiancé, Joshua Hall. She didn't throw any shade, but she definitely made it clear that she was not there. So say with that what you want. And another person who wasn't at the wedding, but was very vocal about some things before the wedding, literally like the night before, was Christine Quinn.
Okay, I was also wondering.
Updated you guys last time I was here, Christine Quinn and Heather Rae Young, or Heather Rae Elmusta, I should say, mm-hmm. are no longer friends. But Christine went on Twitter because they announced that Selling Sunset is coming back November 24th. So just in time for Thanksgiving, stuff your face and stuff your
heart,
brain with another another season of Selling Sunset. She tweeted, I'm so tired of addressing this. I am in every single episode of season 4 and 5 of Selling Sunset. The girls intentionally left me out of photos. I have real work to do besides sit on my phone and prove 24/7 that I'm filming a TV show. Y'all going to see me. So,
yeah, Christine, I talked about that on this podcast where I was like, where is Christine? And I had a feeling they were just purposefully leaving her out, but Christine is that show. Like, they have to know their place.
Yeah, because we all like to see Christine as the villain, but right. Davina is the real villain.
Yeah,
but
is.
The wedding was beautiful. They are actually not on their trip, you know, their honeymoon yet.
Oh,
Tarek has some things that he has to take care of for the flipping out 101, and you know, he's making moves. He's a very busy real estate.
He is.
He might be winning people's sexiest realtor alive. I don't know. The results haven't come back yet.
They haven't come in yet?
No, I will be back.
Jeez, this is like the 2020 election. They really got us sitting on the edge of our seat.
Yeah, but they are going to go on a honeymoon soon.
Good for them. They deserve it. They work so hard. I am just relieved it's over because I do feel like they've been getting married for approximately 7 years. And right. Yeah, I mean, I wish them well, happy life and bonus family for Heather.
I'm just so happy for them. They posted both to their Instagrams how, you know, excited they were to finally be married, and the kids love Heather.
They love her, which is great.
It's just a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, we could not have discussed that wedding without you. So I'm so glad that you came on for it. And I do want to just tell everybody, because we do have, again, we have Kea. We know that she is the Tarek and Heather expert. She's also an expert on something else. And her and I were discussing this before we hopped onto this podcast. There's a quote that I just want to read to everybody. And I just want to make you think about it a little bit. Kristen Stewart recently said in an interview with the Sunday Times that she says that she would consider that I've probably made 5 really good films out of 45 or 50 films total in her career. Kea, can you just remind the listeners what franchise has 5 films?
Twilight.
I just can't. And I can't imagine what else she would be talking about.
First of all, I didn't know her acting credits went that long.
Oh, you've never? She's been acting as like a child. You got to see Panic Room.
Yeah, no, I've only, you know, seen her in Twilight and in Charlie's Angels, and obviously the upcoming Princess Di biopic, which she can't count. She's talking about Twilight, and I'm just so glad that she's embracing it and not, you know, pushing it away like Anna Kendrick likes to do sometimes.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick does like to do that, but we all know where she started. We all know.
Yeah, we know who you are, Anna Kendrick.
We know who you are, Anna Kendrick. We know you're listening too, so you can't get past us. Kea, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, make sure to follow The Dip on social media, because Kea runs all of it and is doing such a fantastic job. So we appreciate your support. You can also check us out on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. And until tomorrow with a whole new batch of headlines, cheers.